back, coming to you live and almost in color from a mountain made of metal. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, live from beautiful View, Montana, KBMF 102.5 presents Rock Shocks. Oh yeah, I'm Sean Rocks, your sporting host, 1974 state free throw champion, the Elks Hoop Shoot Contest. Also, 1987 D-League pool champions for the Sundown Saloon. Hey, welcome to another show. It's a great month of March. March Madness is on its way, and lots of fun. Baseball's about ready to start, and the weather's breaking. The sun's coming out, and I could clang my horseshoes again. Can't wait. Locally in the sporting world, Central took third in divisionals and are ready to and poised to take the state title home to beautiful Butte, Montana, as they head to state to kick some butt. Good luck at state, boys. Bring the title home and hop on the fire truck. Crosstown Butte High looking to upset and shock the world, as their season's been up and down, a roller coaster. They just couldn't find their footing all year long. Let's hope they find it now as they try to qualify for the state title. Now, up Park Street, Montana Tech men are poised to take the national title, the big one, the big kahuna. They've had a great season, had some ups, had some downs, but they're poised to bring home a national title. Look for Tech to do that. Tell them the Metal Man told you so, won't you? All right, NASCAR this week. Alex Bowman wins his second race with the Busch brothers, second and third. Got to be a proud mama and daddy to have your boys second and third in a NASCAR race. I'd have to kick myself in the face to see if I was dreaming or not. So they're off to Texas this week. Go number two in the NBA. They're about ready to head down the stretch here and get ready for the playoffs. As we check the standings, in the East, the Bucks are running away with it. And the surprising champions of the league, the defending champions, are second. With the Celtics a half game behind, followed by the Heat, who shocked the Bucks last night. The Pacers playing pretty good ball, better than expected. The team that's disappointing is the 76ers down there at the sixth spot. Magic are 7, Nets are 8, and my Wizards are on the outside looking in at 9. Over in the West, the Lakers are 46-13. 5 games ahead of Denver and the Clippers. And you got the Rockets, who are surging until last night when the lowly Knicks beat them. If you can believe that. Our hometown cooking team, Utah Jazz, is in the 5th spot. Thunder, Mavs, Grizz round out the 8th, but the Trailblazers, Pelicans, Kings, Spurs, and Suns are all within about 3 games of that 8th spot, so the bottom part of the Western playoff spot's going to be a fun race here down the stretch, that's for sure. Let's go to the XFL, where Landry Jones blew his knee out, and he's out for a few. And the Roughnecks are the team to beat, I guess. The good old Roughnecks from Houston, 4-0. St. Louis Battlehawks, 3-1. It's fun to watch football in the spring. Isn't it? I agree. All right. If you're not watching football, get off your butt. Get off your butt. Go outside and play. If you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, won't you? Grab some horseshoes. Grab your kids. Head out there. The weather's beautiful. We had such a great winter without all that below zero stuff and 10 feet of snow. It's kind of a perfect winter. Yes. A perfect winter, I believe so. All right, for everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man. Sean Rocks, Rocky Doodle Doo, Magic Johnson, LaShawn James, Liber Roxy, Magic Johnson. My kids call me Daddy-O. Till next week. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock Shocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.